There have been a lot of the how many people does it take to change a light bulb jokes around. I think one of the most telling that I heard lately was that how many politicians does it take to change a light bulb? Well, the answer is it only takes one to hold the light bulb while the world revolves around them. Thank goodness for us, Jesus wasn't that way at all, was he? He humbled himself, even though he was the king of the world. Could have had his way in whatever he wanted to do. He humbled himself and came into our world to be among us, to know what it's like to be human, and then to be willing to suffer on a cross, to suffer humiliation, to suffer rejection, to suffer all of those things and that we have to suffer from time to time. That all the sin of the world might be collected in him, and that then being willing to die on a cross, that through faith in him we would have eternal life and not have to suffer the consequences in eternal life of our sin. It's an amazing thing we celebrate today on this Palm Passion Sunday. As we gather to take a walk, as we gather to remember what he carried for us. There was a woman whose daughter had died. And she was commenting one day to the pastor how few people had been willing to really come and visit with her and discuss the daughter's death. And then she said, well, I kind of understand that. That it would take a very courageous person to be willing to enter in to my grief. It takes a strong person to be willing to enter into the grief of another person. The loss of a spouse, the loss of a child, the loss of a parent. It takes a strong person to be willing to enter into that grief and to provide some comfort. We know that's exactly what Jesus does with us. That no matter what befalls us, no matter what great celebrations we have or great joys, he's there. No matter what sorrows or defeats, he's there. He is our God. He is brave. He is present with us. For those who are walking today, I hope you will feel Christ's presence as you come down the mountain with the cross. For those who attend Sunday school, I hope again you'll be reminded of God's great love for you through stories of the Bible, through the stories of Christ. And that all of us will know Christ's presence as we go through this next week, as we remember all the losses of our lives, as we remember all the great celebrations that many of those people we have now lost celebrate us with, that we might be strengthened and that we might be again brought close to our God who loved us enough to enter into being human, to enter into our grief and our sorrow and our sin, and to save us for eternal life. Amen.